Check, check one, check one, two, check, 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 check.
I got the call today, didn't want to hear, but I knew that it would come. An old true friend of ours was talking on the phone. She said, you found someone.
Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning, fucking rock and roll. Right off the top, let's just go, let's just set the tone for this fucking show right now. He's swearing out of the gates, Mildred. It's time to go to bed early. Well, I'm feeling stronger every day after yesterday's temporary bout with food poisoning or whatever the hell it was. We know it wasn't COVID, and we know I didn't get any mystery serum shot into my arm by a bunch of crooked sons of bitches, so we know it had nothing to do with that. My heart's not inflamed yet, because I have not gotten the strange injections. What a crock of shit, huh? In this country, people get sick now after they get these injections. And then what happens? The entire medical community says, there's no proof. There's no proof that these injections had anything to do with your ailments. We're the medical professionals, not you. Learn your place, for fuck's sake. Okay. You guys, you know so much. That's why we're in the situation that we're in. Thank you very much for doing nothing. Play some Marty Robbins to calm my ass down. This show might be 9 minutes. He stroked out! Mildred, he stroked out! This is worth the money! Well, there's a lot going on for a Thursday. Always the way it is. Since I was a young buck myself, I don't know when I started working for a newspaper. I started writing for newspapers at 17. Think about that. 17 years old. By the time I was 19, the big news days are Thursday. Wednesday and Thursdays are jam-packed, as a rule, since I was a kid. You notice these things. I preach these things to the young bucks here, and they think I'm nuts. I said, no, we can't run that story. It's on a Friday. Why can't you run this story? It's a good story. Now wait till Tuesday. I learned a lot of tricks of the trade working for weekly newspapers, working my way up for almost a decade before they gave me a shot at the majors. And I tore the shit out of the majors in 3 years, but you learn a lot of tricks, and you learn a lot of behaviors, and you learn the news cycle. Something these people have no idea what the fuck's going on out here, these Twitter journalists. They have no clue what they're doing. People say, how can you take 35 bucks and start True Pundit and rock and roll and make it a success? Well, it only took about 30 years of know-how, of intel. You know, old guys are worth their weight at intel. Guys that have been in intel, around intel, infected by intel, threatened by intel, affected by intel. Guys like John McAfee, rest in peace. McAfee, who had said previously, not too long ago, only a matter of months ago, that he was getting subtle messages from the United States officials saying, in effect, we're coming for you, McAfee. We're going to kill yourself. He said, I got a tattoo today just in case. If I suicide myself, I didn't. I was whacked. Check my right arm. Emblazoned on his right arm is whacked with a money sign. W-H-A-C-K-D. Reportedly died in a Spanish prison the same day, yesterday, that his extradition to the United States was approved. We look at all these folks, guys in the know. Now, a lot of people think McAfee's a crackpot. Yeah, well, there's a lot of guys whose minds have been broken in fucking half by the federal government. Guys who work for them. I know a lot of these guys. They tried to break me. They couldn't fucking break me. They tried. I would say they came close. But they've broken a lot of guys. And the thing, like with McAfee, people can say whatever they want about McAfee. He's a crackpot. He's a maniac. He probably did kill himself. He was unstable. Okay. But know this. Whatever a guy like McAfee says in public, what he actually knows is 100 times more interesting, more nefarious, more classified. And if he ever started spewing, there'd be a fucking problem. And when you box and when you corner a wild animal and threaten them with jail time, extradition to the U.S., right? McAfee's going to come over here loaded for fucking bear and say, okay, fuckers, you want to play? Now I'll start telling some good stories. You thought the stuff I told you before was interesting. Now we're going to tell some real stories. You want to take me on? No problem. You want to try to ruin me? No problem. I got plenty of ammunition. And anybody who has been in intel, I'm not talking about fucking Mickey Mouse bullshit like Secret Service. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about fucking players. I'm talking about guys who are doing black bag jobs for Uncle Sam. I'm not talking about rank and file fucking soldiers. I'm talking about the guys who get their fucking hands dirty. That's who I'm talking about. The guys who know how to do things better than the folks who are full-timers. And make a considerable amount of money doing it, by the way. And you don't think they got the McAfee early? The government? Give me a break. They got the Zuckerberg. They got the Musk. They got the Michael Dell. The list goes on and on. They get to everybody. You don't think they got the McAfee for back doors into computers, etc.? Of course they did. But I'm sure he knows a lot more than that. I'll say knew a lot more than that. Reportedly suicided. Where have we heard this before? With somebody else who knew a lot of things, who was poised to start fucking ratting other people out. Rich and famous. Not rank and file robots out here. Not the have-nots, the haves. The McAfee ran with the haves. And he's gone. Eliminated. A loose end tied off one way or another. And from myself and many other people, if we didn't have so goddamn much to lose with our families and stuff, we'd run our mouths, your head would spin. And McAfee realizes, you always keep that in your back pocket. Or you keep it in a safe deposit box or something like that. You always keep it in your back pocket. Saying, okay, you want to come at me again? Then we can really dance. Because what we've been doing so far is just a little, you know, little introduction, a little soft shoe. We're doing a little soft shoe. You want to waltz? We can waltz. So keep that in mind. Whatever McAfee said so far, and he has said a lot of, I think, damaging intel about the government as far as pulling back the curtain and letting people know what you're dealing with here. And if you listen to McAfee, he sounds a lot like Payne. Now, I can't tell you whether I talked to him or not in the past. You can surmise. Perhaps I have. Perhaps I have. When you talk to somebody and they ask you to keep your clam shut, then you do that, whether they're alive or dead. Same goes for Assange and many other. Many of you know I've had conversations with Assange, etc. Those are private. Not the fact that we talked is not private. I was taunting the feds at one point. They're hassling Roger Stone for saying that he was talking to Assange. I said, I talked to Assange. Come on at me. Come on. Come on back. Come on back. They're probably sitting there saying, this guy's fucking crazy. You know what, though? In many ways, like McAfee, they twist you up where you feel that way. Like, okay, you want to fight? Like, McAfee to the end was a scrapper and a provocateur. I hate to break the news to everybody who thinks a guy like that's a crackpot. Okay, maybe he had some character flaws. Okay, we all do. But we need more provocateurs. We need more scrappers. And we need more people getting in the face of these fucking tyrants. That's how I see it. So rest in peace, McAfee. I don't even know what they're going after him for, some money laundering. They can drum up anything and go after you for anything. I don't believe he killed himself. A fighter like that, he would fight to the fucking end. He's been scrapping his whole life, man. Why would he check in now? Just when it gets interesting. If I was in his shoes and I was in jail in Spain and they extradited me, I'd say as soon as I hit the U.S. and I can get my hands on some fucking reporters, The circus is going to start. They want to run a circus? I'll run a fuck. I'll make Ringling and Brothers, okay? Look like a lemonade stand. How much can you, you know, prod, poke, harass a guy who probably, in my estimation, probably made a deal with the devil, with the government, and what he sold his company. So before he sold his company, look, these guys, they're all cutouts in one way or another. All of them. Musk, Zuckerberg, the bearded dork who runs Twitter. It's just one after another, right? Thiel, Peter. Everybody thinks this guy's the entrepreneur of the year. These guys are bought and sold and controlled by the feds. They do fucking, they sell their souls to the devil. They're protected. They can run whatever kind of illicit operation they want. They can fucking steal people's private information, sell it out the back door, spy on them. Doesn't matter. They're protected. We did a story the other day about the FBI, who allows run-of-the-mill fucking cooperating individuals, just lowlifes, street fucking lowlifes, commit up to 15 felonies a day in exchange for ratting out other people. What do you think? Those are fucking, those are street corner thugs that they make covenants with. What do you think they do for these guys like McAfee and stuff? They get their mitts into all these guys. That's how they control people. And sometimes people go off the reservation. Sometimes like Omar Mateen, who the FBI handled, his father and the FBI handled him. We know this. We broke the stories nationally. The first fucking day True Pundit was up and running, we broke the story. Hour and a half after the shootings at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando were reported, we broke the story. I called two guys. I said, this fucking guy's a made guy. The Phoebs. The Bureau visited him 3-4 times at his house. And I said, oh, they've turned this motherfucker. They turned him. He was working for them. And everybody said, who the hell is True Pundit? And these guys are maniacs. There's absolutely no proof. You don't need proof. If you know, you make a couple calls. That's all the proof you need. You call the right people who know the right dirt. That's your proof. And sure as shit, what came out 3 years later, 4 years later, that the Mateen family were assets, intelligence assets to the U.S. government. Well, sometimes the assets go off the reservation and they double cross their handlers. And then they're painted as a maniac with a gun. The FBI doesn't know why they went crazy. AKA Las Vegas. AKA Sacramento. It's just AKA every damn thing. AKA Tennessee. We reported on that. We reported on AKA Florida with the Saudi airman who went berserk. What do you think they were doing over here? Selling Girl Scout cookies? So rest in peace, Mr. McAfee. Led a wild life. But he went to the trouble of getting a tattoo on his right arm and saying that says whacked. And if he was found dead in a quote-unquote suicide, I didn't kill myself. What more do you want? Do you have to get it tattooed on his forehead like Mike Tyson? Tattooed on his face? Now, if I know McAfee and other guys like him, and I work with many of them, all, maybe not quite as flamboyant as McAfee, but he was thinking the party's going to fucking start now. And I go, okay, I'm an older guy. This isn't my first rodeo with the feds. I know more, whatever they're charging me with, I know far more nefarious dirt to embarrass them. I'll turn the fucking courtroom into a circus, etc. They want to take me down. They want to put me away for the rest of my life. No problem. I'm taking some people with me. That's where his head, I think, would be, because that's where my head would be. It comes to a point where you work for these guys, and it one day you wake up, and you figure that you finally realize that you're one of the bad guys, not one of the good guys. All of which are American dreams. All of which are American dreams.
All of which are American dreams. All of which are American dreams. All of which are American dreams.
Let's take a little flashback back to Mr. McAfee and his last video that he made before he was jailed. His most recent jailing, etc. Let's go to the audio tape.
The deep state is a conspiracy theory it's defined as the people within the U.S. government and military who are in secret control of government policy. Secret? Please, people. The deep state is those people within the U.S. government that are career employees that cannot be fired by people that we elect, by the Congress or the President. There are the FCC, the CIA, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the IRS. Are these people in control? Can they enact laws? Fuck yes. They're called regulations. For every law that Congress passes, and we elect Congress to pass our laws, there are 20 regulations enacted by federal agencies that have far more impact on our lives than anything Congress can possibly pass. Is there a deep state? Yes. Can we fire these people? No. Can presidents fire them? No. It's designed that way so that political parties and political interests cannot affect the deep state. Do you understand the nightmare of our situation, people? I'm sorry. It's not secret. It's as open as anything could be. In the past, since 1975, 200,000 regulations have been passed by federal agencies, encompassing 800,000 pages of fine print. People, it is no secret. It is as open as it can be. The deep state does control America. Wake up, people, please. God, use some common fucking sense.
Sounds familiar. I mean, you listen to this every night. It's the same flavor, is what I'm saying. No, it's not the same flavor. You know damn well it is. Let's talk about the deep state. Let's talk about what the late Mr. McAfee is speaking about, and that they are hiding in plain sight. Okay, let's take another example of that from today. Right before I turned on the mic, I saw this. It was sent to me by a number of individuals. You can't even imagine. It's Ray testifying on the Hill, FBI Director Ray. He testified that the FBI was in contact with people who were planning on attending the insurgents, so to speak, on January 6th. Before. I think he made a little bit of a mistake, but put this in your McAfee filter and in your Thomas Paine filter. Let's listen. You got a battle axe here. Feinstein from California pressing Ray. Of course, it's a bad high school play, but I think Ray makes an error here. Not that anything's going to matter, but it's worth listening to.
And I think we still lack a clear picture of the FBI's understanding of the threat in the days leading up to the attack. The Post reported in January that dozens of individuals listed in the terror screening database traveled to Washington before the Capitol attack. The FBI's Washington field office, I understand, stated that the Bureau disrupted the travel of a number of individuals who were planning to travel to D.C., quote, with intentions to cause violence. It's my understanding that you testified last week to the House Oversight Committee that, quote, none of those people had indicated an intention to attack the Capitol. As you look at this now in perspective, Director Ray, could you clarify for us what the FBI knew and what it didn't know before the attack took place.
Did not have. Now, you mentioned these individuals that we interviewed or disrupted before January 6th. I think there's a little bit of garble in maybe some of the news reporting. So I can't speak to the specific article that you were citing, but just in general, what we're talking about there are a handful, a small number of individuals who were previously predicated subjects of investigations who were approached in one way or another, interviewed or in some other way disrupted from traveling. I want to be clear, though, there's a big difference between people indicating that they might travel to D.C. and people indicating they might travel to D.C. to commit a violent attack, much less a violent attack against the Capitol, which is not my understanding of what those individuals revealed beforehand.
I think many of us are trying to understand.
You need a little needle in the spoon to understand what the hell's going on here. Because these people talk like they're all fucked up on something. Ray says, yeah, we got to these people in one manner or another. Yeah, no shit. You fuckers planned the whole thing. How about this? Ask yourself, this is dope. The guy looked like Sammy Davis Jr., Ali. This guy. Who planned the whole stop the steal? Why hasn't he been picked up? Why hasn't he been picked up? Why hasn't he been in charge? They're charging soccer moms and grandmas. Why hasn't this dope been picked up? Why he's got a rap sheet. Felony credit card fraud. Same kind of guy that you would have. When I work for the Bureau, or I work for other folks, we would approach a guy like that. They have leverage on him. You want to go back to jail? You want to get indicted again? You have a prior, asshole. You have a prior felony. You want to play? Yeah, I didn't think so. You're going to play for us. You understand? All you have to understand, the playing field here, is who gets jammed up after something like this, and who doesn't. And who doesn't. Where are the leaders? Where are the people that were blowing the dog whistle besides Trump to rile up the whole base and get them to storm the Capitol? That's what they did. They wound these guys up like a fucking cuckoo clock. And when the hour struck where it was supposed to strike, they snapped. They said, we're taking over the Capitol. Of course, they thought Trump was going to be marching with him. He said it 3 or 4 times right before the same day. I'm coming over there tomorrow. We're going to take back. I'm going to march to the Capitol. Well, that'll get the crowd whipped up. The other thing, too, is as a good detective, you sit back, you say, wait a minute. All these fucking heroes who were telling me to go to D.C. for weeks, none of them were there on January 6th. What the hell happened? Now, we have people who were there on January 6th feeding us great information. We have somebody who's been indicted by the feds telling us what the fuck's going on. So we have the inside skinny on exactly what the fuck is happening here. And this is playing out just like FBI operation. And this is the part where all your bullshitters on on Fox News, people on YouTube, and other people with podcasts cannot speak like I can speak, because we used to fucking develop these schemes and these operations for the FBI. You think these guys can develop this stuff themselves? Like I've said before, give me a break. I mean, you know who's good at developing this kind of stuff? DEA, not FBI. It's a night and day between those two agencies. It really is. Now, the hype on TV, of course, spells a different story. But perception is reality in this country. But what I'm saying to you is, where were all your favorite MAGA folks who whipped everybody into a crowd? And some even announced, oh, I'm not going to be in D.C. tomorrow and the next day. I have to pull out. I have a prior commitment. Oh, wait a minute. Well, wait a second. You were saying for weeks on social media, I'll see you there, man. We're going to take back this country. And then 24, 48 hours before, they announced to their base, so to speak, their followers, oh, I'm not coming. I'm not going to be there. Yeah. Why? Because all your fucking followers booked hotel rooms, made travel arrangements to go there. Wait, they're going to stop now? No, you led them to slaughter, so to speak. You folks haven't figured this out yet? Why haven't those people been indicted? Why hasn't Sammy Davis Jr. been indicted? Do the math. The math here. You think the FBI could pull this off themselves? The FBI had help all the way to the White House. Let's stop kidding ourselves. Those poor folks were there, thought that they were going to make a difference in D.C., thought that they were there to exercise their constitutional rights, the right to assemble, the right to free speech, etc., to make a difference, to stand up for something. It was a slaughterhouse. It was a slaughterhouse. You know, since 1776, three words have defined this land, and now one company is redefining the way we carry our God-given right to keep and bear arms. WeThePeopleHolsters.com. We the People Holsters are 100% American-made and custom-molded to fit your exact firearm for quick, smooth draw, with thousands of options to choose from, plus a selection of custom-printed holsters. You're sure to find just the right fit for your lifestyle. Plus, their proprietary clip allows you to customize the cant and ride for comfortable fit you can wear all day. But that's not all. Check out their complete line of patriotic shirts. Their 100% American-made tactical gun belt with the proprietary Talon buckle and premium line of bacon jerky. Yeah, you heard that right. It's correct. Bacon jerky made from 100% American patriotic pigs. So show your support for this show and this great American company. Go to WeThePeopleHolsters.com/pain right now. Get an additional $10 off with the offer code PAIN10. That's P-A-I-N-E, pain, 10. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/pain. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/pain. Reach out, touch faith. Folks, special thanks to our patrons on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Those folks get the access to all of our goods and goodies. Pain After Dark, videos, podcasts. Get to see all the video portions we play, the video content. Pain After Dark video. And the incredible access to the forums where I pick up stuff every day. And it's not easy to impress me as a news consumer, but I pick up great stuff and great recommendations and the camaraderie on there and the sense of community is growing. It's way better, way, way, way better than anything crap you see on social media, as far as I'm concerned. When bright people get together, good things can happen, and we're happy to build a community, and we've done a hell of a job doing it, but I really haven't done much. I just talk, and the good people and smart people join. So, and we're only looking for a few smart people today to join up on our platforms as I continue to bang my head off the microphone. I really want you guys in the mix here, so I'll bang my head off the microphone. But we appreciate the folks on there, because we wouldn't be able to do this without them, because the ad money is not does not cut it, so to speak. And in fact, we keep getting cut. So that's our own personal struggle. But we appreciate the folks on there. And you know, in today's day and age, folks, you need a good baseline of truth to be able to. There I go again. Truth to be able to stay ahead of these people, these tyrants. It's unbelievable what they've done to the country and what
they've likely done to your life and your operation and your family structure and your family unit and the challenges we all face together. And of course, I've said this before, this doesn't just apply to us as United States citizens, but this is a global situation. Your fellow man, regardless of where he or she is likely facing similar struggles. And so we have to stay ahead of these people. And we have to do that by having a baseline or foundation of truth so that we can circumnavigate these criminals and these tyrants. And by learning from other smart people and contributing as a smart person, that's how you arm yourself with the tools to do that. So that's what we're offering you. We're offering folks to come stick their head in. And if you're a bright person, we're only looking for a few people who have something to offer and want to learn and improve our community on patreon.com/truthpundit and on subscribestar.com/truthpundit. Is that you? Is that you? Well, that's a question you have to ask for yourself. But get some skin in the game. You may find what a lot of other folks have found out, that joining up and being around smart people makes you smarter, is a game changer based on the alternatives out here of, I don't have to get any skin in the game here, but I could just listen to these people. Yeah. Guess what? You are the product then. You're the product and you're getting played time and time and time again. So we appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for helping us keep the lights on and helping me sit back and watch an incredible community grow. And we have big plans for, you know, this show is still in its infancy. We're only, 15 months in. We just started. And so there's many good things to come, especially for our community members. And now, as of tomorrow, at least for the time being, if you want the entire podcast, you're going to have to jump in on those platforms anyhow, because as I said, and we'll continue to say, we're putting the whole thing, the entire podcast, the 100% end-to-end podcast on those platforms. And we'll see how that plays, because we just continue to get shafted, and that's okay. That's okay, because we can make some moves out of here and with our community, and that's what we're doing. So, hey, if you've been on the fence about jumping in, jump in. Patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. Stick around. You may learn some things, and you may have some things to teach, and those are the folks we're looking for, smart people.